I think the devotion to Saint Joseph had had become more popular in recent years. But I think it's had becoming more popular in recent years because, for me personally, I think Saint Joseph is a great example of what it means to be a man and the head of a household. And not just in providing for the family, but the head of the household in helping our family, which is the domestic church, to grow in holiness, to grow in love, to grow in faithfulness, and to grow in the way of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if we, as the military, is being asked by civilians what we do, we probably cannot explain to them a lot of the things we do, and they would never understand it. A lot of the things we do are behind the scene and will never can never be understood or captured by others. And think about that too and transfer that to Saint Joseph. He never said one word in the gospel. He was a man of silence, a man behind the scene. Nothing was written down of what he had done. But we see a deep impact in the life of Jesus Christ, who was proud to be known as the son of Joseph, to be known as the son of a carpenter and became a carpenter himself. Nothing was known of Joseph, but we know the impact that Joseph had upon Jesus, a loving father, a faithful man, a provider for his family, not just in materialistic means, but by the means of faithful love. Saint Joseph teaches us many wonderful examples, but most of all, I think, is the example of silence, the example of perseverance, the example of faithfulness. Nowadays, my brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to think that we deserve much more. But how many of us are willing to be Joseph for this world? Beginning to build peace, beginning to build love, beginning to teach faithfulness in our own family. And in a very personal way too, I have a Joseph in my life that I miss each and every day. My own paternal grandfather, who had taught me a lot about the faith. He was a very imperfect man, a proud man. But God took a lot away from him. Took what he had built because of the Vietnam War. He had lost everything. But no matter what happened in his life, he continued to be a Catholic. He was faithful until the end. And my grandfather, as he gotten older in age, he spoke less and less. And we all knew that, we all knew what he stand for. We knew of his character. We knew of his value. He didn't have to speak much, but we knew what he was asking of his children, of his grandchildren, of his great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren when he was alive. And we try to emulate that life of faith in our very own life. For me as a priest, I remember when I was first ordained as a priest, my grandfather gave me $50 at my first Mass. And he told me, well, you're a priest of Christ now. Here is your Mass stipends. I need you to pray for your ancestors. The one thing that he imposed in my mind that I still carry each day, he always asked me to remember those who have gone before us and pray for those who have given us life. My grandfather was Joseph for me, a man of faithfulness, a man with a lot of imperfections, but a man of faith, a man of perseverance until the end. My brothers and sisters, God didn't just choose Saint Joseph out of spite, or out of, oh, I ran out of choice. No, he chose Joseph. in a very special way, just that he chose Mother Mary in a very special way, in a very singular way, to be the foster father of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was young, when he said, Dada, Papa, Dad, to Joseph, Joseph was the face of God for Jesus. Imagine that. Joseph taught Jesus through his very own example what it be to have a loving father. A father who worked hard to provide, a father who loved, a father who stayed faithful until the end. We need so many Joseph in this world right now. So perhaps we need to be Joseph for this world. So as we celebrate St. Joseph today, let us first remember the Josephs in our own life that made a big impact on us. And we ourselves, in turn, emulate their example and live out a life of faithfulness as well.